Improving education remains high on people's wish list, and that's also been part of the Millennium Goals, which wanted to achieve universal primary education for all children. We'll find out a bit more about education in the old and new development agenda later on this show, but first, we'll take a look at the situation for kids in Afghanistan right now. Educating the next generation there is still a major hurdle. And even though more children are going to school than there were a decade ago, and millions have been poured into improving the education sector in Afghanistan in the past few years, girls and boys there are still struggling to make the grade, as Natalie Carney reports from Kabul.
14-year-old Raffaello sells balloons on the streets of the Afghan capital, Kabul. His ailing father makes an average of just $2 to $3 a day, pushing a wheelbarrow for whoever will hire him. So Raffaello has to help support his family of eight.
I don't have enough time to go to school. I work on the streets. I also cannot afford to buy the uniforms and also the notebook, pens, and other necessary things. I was eager to attend school and get a higher education, but unfortunately the economy does not allow this for me.
11-year-old Morcel was able to attend grade 1, but she had to drop out of school after her first year to tend to her other three siblings while her mother sews clothes.
We are five people in my home. My father died and my elder brother works in Iran. My mother works as a tailor. She can't afford everything.
Raffaello and Morcel are like thousands of other children just in the capital alone, hungry for education but lacking the opportunity to go to school.
When I see other girls going to school, I really feel sad.
Due to decades of war, many Afghan adults have also missed out on education. More than 60% of Afghans above 15 are illiterate. And in the countryside provinces, the situation is even more dire than in the cities.
Access to education is a huge problem still in Afghanistan.
Hasina Surjan is the director of Aid for Afghanistan Education, which works to improve the education system in the country.
For one, we don't have schools for every village, and security is a huge issue. There are places where there are no schools open.
In the southern province of Helmand, for example, more than 100 schools are currently closed because of recent Taliban attacks, affecting nearly 100,000 students. While the Taliban oppose Western-style education in schools for all children, girls in particular are targeted. Many conservative Afghans believe that the only role for women should be to bear and raise children, and that girls should not be going to school. While the ratio of boys to girls in primary school is roughly 2 to 1, even less girls attend secondary school, where the ratio drops to 4 boys for every girl.
Sometimes in some province and village, and even in Kabul city, the security, the concern for the girl, that is a big challenge for the family.
That's Mohammed Youssef. He's the founder and director of one of Afghanistan's only street-to-school programs for children called Asiana. The program offers courses for underprivileged kids so they can catch up with schoolwork that can help them enter the public school system.
In rural area, distance from school to the village, that's another big issue. And also the behavior in traditional, also some people until now not aware about the importance of the education.
According to the Afghan government, the education system has vastly improved since the days of the civil war in the 1990s and the rule of the Taliban between 1996 and 2001, when schools were neglected and education denied for girls. With the help of international aid, it says more than 8 million children are now enrolled in school compared to an estimated 900,000 back in 2002. And more than 13,000 new schools have also been built nationwide. The improvements in the Afghan education system is seen by many as real progress in a country still plagued by ongoing insurgency, endemic corruption, and widespread poverty. But though some improvements have been made, the truth is, huge challenges remain, such as the quality of that education, says Hasina.
The quality of education has not changed, the teaching system has not changed, because we need to produce thinkers. You know, we're right now producing robots.
Some parents even offer bribes to teachers so the students pass their exams, she says. The quality of most schools is not up to mark, and the lack of qualified teachers remains a problem. The ongoing security problems are also a big impediment.
You do see ghost schools in provinces and districts.
Christine Roers has been working for the Afghanistan Analysts Network for over 6 years and focuses much of her time on education issues.
Schools closing down, and then authorities, teachers, also local warlords deciding Well, the money that comes in for teachers' salaries is ours. Reports of schools closing down do not always reach the central level or do not always reach donors.
While those allegations have been denied by officials of the former Afghan government, the fact remains that there are still some serious problems in the country's educational system. Afghan coalition president Ashraf Ghani has put some measures in place to try and tackle rampant corruption, yet so far his administration has done little to secure international funding for programs targeting adults and underprivileged students. Back out in the streets of Kabul, despite his hard life, Raffaello still has big dreams for his future.
In the future, I want to be a famous artist, and I also want to be a famous sportsman.
Marcel, too, has dreams.
I want to be a teacher because I want to serve children and I want to help my family reach its goals.
Natalie Carney for DW in Kabul, Afghanistan.